Hello, friends, and welcome to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Seattle. And I just want to thank you so much for listening today. We had Simon Parks on for our first hour, and this hour we have an incredible hour filled with all kinds of interesting people, including Michiko Hayashi, who's with me here. She's from Tokyo, Japan, just arrived yesterday. And we'll be discussing about her Hado treatments as well as her participation in the upcoming Galactic Wisdom Conference next month. I want to thank everyone for listening today. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. First off, there's a wonderful lady named Oxnilla. I hope I pronounced that right. She's from California, and she does specialized music to raise vibration. I'd like to play the first her first song here called Flowering Consciousness for a minute or two, and then we'll come back and I'll tell you more about her wonderful work. I'll give Erica time, just a minute or two, to get that up. She writes that she transmits and expands consciousness. The music is tuned at 432 hertz. It creates a harmonic resonance, facilitating alignment within the body. And if we can, like to play that now. Go ahead, Erica. So much, Eric, for sharing that. She does beautiful music, and if you'd like to get in touch with her, her email is aquaura9@gmail.com. That's spelled A as in apple, Q-U-A-U-R-A-9, the number 9, at gmail.com. I also want to mention that I have a friend of mine in Italy, his famous professor named Vitalio Giuseppe. I met him last year when I was at a World Water Conference in Bulgaria, and he's just written a petition to the public rights to the public right to free air and free water to the United Nations. He's written the petition. The petition has already been endorsed by many of the world's most famous and well-known scientists, including Noam Chomsky, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Professor Jerry Pollack, a famous water scientist at the University of Washington here in Seattle, and many others. If you'd like to sign this wonderful petition, please visit my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. And look at the link on the right side of the page. It'll be up probably sometime next week. It's not there yet, but we'll be having on Professor Vitali on my show a week from today to talk about his wonderful petition. Also, briefly, the Washington legislature is considering mandatory vaccine legislation here in the state in which every child would be required to get a vaccination. If you agree with that, then I urge you to contact your representatives, whether you're for it or against it. The legislative hotline for Washington State is 1-800-562-6000. You can also call the Governor Inslee at Washington here at 360-902-4111. The measures are Senate Bill 5841 and House Bill 1638, which mandates mandatory vaccination. I don't take a stance on it. I'm just giving this information out for people to make up their own minds. Finally, Alexander Dillon is holding events today in Hawaii through the weekend on the beautiful island of Hawaii, of Kauai. It's a three-day festival. And if you're interested in participating, her phone number is area code 808-800-9755. That's 808-800-9755. And our next guest will be talking about prayers for Fukushima now, and then we'll be talking about healing for the planet, and then go on to my Galactic Wisdom Conference. I have been very lucky today to have Michiko Hayashi of the Moto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan. She was Dr. Masaru Emoto's assistant for over 10 years until he passed away back in October of 2014. The Fukushima event happened on March 11th, 2011. People in Japan call this Fukushima Event 311. There's hardly anything on it in the news now, but that's why I think these prayers will help. And there's a whole, what's called a Ho'oponopono prayer.
Ho'oponopono.
Okay, that's right. You took the words out of my mouth. To help clean up Fukushima. It's a special Hawaiian prayer, and it goes like this. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you, and water, we thank you. Dr. Emoto found that these words alone could clean up radiation in tests he did in 1999. Projecting these thoughts could clean up many polluted areas, including Hanford in eastern Washington, which has radiation. Dr. Emoto discovered that everything is hado or vibration. And with that, Michiko, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Hi, Ted. Thank you so much for having me here again. It's so good to be at the studio, actually.
Oh, good, good, good. I have to ask you, Michi, what's your website and what will you be doing tomorrow? In Olympia with your hado sessions for people.
Oh, okay. My website is www.emoto peaceproject.net. emotopeaceproject.net. And tomorrow I will be at Gatehouse in Olympia, Lacey.
Right.
And I will be giving my hado session treatment using the machine, vibrational machine that Dr. Emoto used to use, and it's an evolved version of the machine. And I will be making water for each person who comes with the problem, any kind of problem that can be, or that can be something to prevent or invite anything that they desire, like money or anything. And the venue is at 9101 Stilicon Road, Olympia.
Yeah, and if anyone needs directions, you can email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me, if you like, at 509-750-9793. And to illustrate the effectiveness of these particular treatments, I want to share with everyone, and I want you to explain more about this, a session that you gave a lady. It was about a year ago at my Galactic Wisdom Conference. This lady, a nice lady, she was in her late 60s, and she hadn't had any contact with her daughter for the past 25 or 30 years. And she was getting older in life, and she was really sad. She said, oh, I'd love to contact my daughter. We've had a lot of fights and arguments, but it's time to put those aside, and I'd like to have better relations with her. So Michiko and Sarichiro Yoshinouchi, created created this hado water for her. She put the lady put her left hand on this electronic device. It's a special machine that works, and it allows you to go back, I think, 7 spiritual lifetimes to determine the spiritual causes for any kind of conflicts, for example, you have with your family members. And then what the machine does is that it programs water, what's called structured water, to heal that relationship, to give it to help it anyway, and to adjust the hado, or what's called hado's Japanese in vibration to help heal that person. Well, she drank the water, and then she called me back 2 days later, and she said, Ted, I can't believe it. My daughter called me after 25 or 30 years. And we're getting together this weekend. And since that time, she was so ecstatic. She gave me follow-ups, and she said the relationship she had was the best in years. Mm-hmm. I can't guarantee this will work for everyone. That's all I'm saying. It's a good diagnostic tool. But it did help her. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of help it can provide.
Right. Most of the time, people have the reason why they have their own problems. And there a lot of times that they are blockage that they have from that they have in the subconscious mind, or sometimes they come from their past life, So when we find out the cause of the problem, then we can make the water to cancel out those negative information.
Right, right. And so Dr. Moto had a lot of experience, didn't he? He did it for what? For 10 years?
More than 10 years. Healed wow. more than 10,000 people
that
with
is,
that.
That is so amazing.
Yeah, it's really
so amazing.
He was someone really special.
Well, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for those who would like a Hado treatment. Again, it's at 9101 Steilacoom Road, and it's just off of exit 111, off of Interstate 5, an hour south of Seattle. And as Simon and I were talking just the last hour, 111 is an angelic number. that means good things. What's the cost of these treatments?
$250.
Okay.
For one person, and also I make water for them to take home. So
take home, yeah, includes follow-ups.
Right.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been very effective. So if you miss her, you can always fly to Tokyo and see her there for treatment.
Yeah, they're welcome to Tokyo.
Yeah, welcome to go to Tokyo. It takes about 10-11 hours, depending upon the wind currents. So. Now, tell us about your participation in the Galactic Wisdom Conference. I know that's next month, April 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Exactly. Your conference, yes.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'll be giving two presentations, one on messages from water. That's Dr. Emoto's work.
Yeah, this time I'm thinking of giving I have given message from water presentations for three years in a row. Mm-hmm. And this time I would like to give the presentation on Hado.
Okay.
Vibration.
Okay.
How Dr. Emoto used to treat people, and what the cause, how we find out, discover the cause of the problems that people have,
right.
and what vibration or what Hado is, vibration is.
The interesting thing about your work is that you go back seven lifetimes to help explain why things are happening to people, and I think that's really important.
Everything is energy.
Yeah.
Hado means energy.
Yeah.
And even though we are born now here, right. we have the energy from our past life. So,
right, so, exactly.
Yeah, when we discover that, we can just heal ourselves, heal other people too. So
wonderful.
That's Hado.
Wonderful. Tell us some, if you don't, I should have told you to ask you this earlier, mm-hmm. but do you have some more examples to share with our listeners?
About the
Hado treatments and how they work.
Oh, yeah, well.
Or like the past lives, for example.
Past lives?
Yeah. Or just any treatments you
okay,
want to share.
Okay, well, I think the movie producer, Tetsu Shiratori, my friend, was on your show before, but
right.
he had the brain tumor in the center of the brain
right.
that at that time, Tetsu was not a movie producer yet, but he was the voice actor.
Right.
And for him, his voice was really important. But one day he woke up without having his voice. His tongue was twisted. He had his muscles hurting and stiff, and he could not move. So he had to go to the doctor and discovered right then that he had the really big tumor in his brain.
Yeah.
And no doctors could heal at that time.
Right.
So what he did was he went to Dr. Emoto's disciple or student.
Right.
That's Yoshi, who discovered this, invented this machine that I'm using tomorrow. And with this Hado treatment, Tetsu recovered completely. I mean, the doctor said he could not stay alive, but it's been 10 years now.
Wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And the I remember the message that he talked about, you talked about, and Seiichiro talked about, was about how he had been attacked by a lion in a previous life.
Yeah.
And the lion had attacked him in his brain.
Brain, right here.
The same area.
The lion bit his brain.
Right.
And that at that time, Tetsu was really angry at this lion because...
Right.
It scared him.
Sure, sure.
And that was the very place where he had the tumor.
Right.
And then when he went back, he did the kind of, what do you call that, therapy? Going back to the life?
Past life regression.
Yeah. Then he saw that very moment.
Right, right.
And so he knew that was from his previous life.
Right.
So this is really interesting how we always carry our energy from the past life.
Yeah, and
karma.
Things that happen in past lives do affect your physical body now.
Exactly.
And it's almost like a law of the universe. There are 12 different dimensions, with the 12th dimension being where the supreme being, or the God, if you will, created all of this. We exist here in the third, fourth dimensions, time. But these past lives are often in the fifth dimension. And if you can correct what happened in your past lives, you can correct, hopefully correct, and diagnose and treat things that happen in this third dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I know I was born with a hole in the upper part of my chest.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I was killed earlier in another life. I got it out, and I've done healing as a result, so I felt very lucky. Also, in addition to the conference, on Thursday, April 11th, you'll be doing a special World Peace Meditation Ceremony with yourself and Emmanuel Eiter, a famous French Hollywood film producer, at the Olympia Artesian Springs in downtown Olympia. The event's free. It's at 415 4th Avenue, southeast in Olympia. And afterwards, everyone's invited to a meet and greet potluck.
Mm-hmm.
The location of the potluck is still to be determined, but please come down. It'll start at about 7 p.m. on Thursday, April 11th. That's just before the conference. Emmanuel Eiter is one of the world's most famous spiritual film directors out of Hollywood. He will also be giving a free seminar, I believe, on Saturday evening. I have to look at the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
On making spiritual films. I'm in one of his films called The Cure, and he's a wonderful man, and I hope you can come down and meet him. There's no charge for this, of course, and his seminar also is free. For more information about our Galactic Wisdom Conference, the website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And we're working on now getting our next guest, and while we work on our next guest, I'd like to play the Japanese water song, because that's always a beautiful song to wrap up your interview, Mitchie.
Thank you.
So anyway, when we get that on, Eric, just go ahead and play that, and then we'll go on to my next guest. Thank you, Eric, so much.
Shit.
Isn't that a beautiful song, everyone? If you'd like a copy of that song, it's available. Just send me an email and I'll put you in touch with the right people. My email, of course, is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And also now, we'll come back to Michiko at the end of the hour. She's with me here in the studio. I have a wonderful friend named Jason Armstrong from beautiful Vancouver, Canada, and he has a fascinating story. He'll be speaking with me. Jason will be speaking with me at the Galactic Wisdom Conference next month. Jason, are you there?
I am, Ted. How are you?
Oh, good, good. It's so good to talk to you today. You'll be giving a joint presentation with me on Friday, April 12th at about 5 p.m. With messages from Adama, and I'll also be bringing in Professor Einstein, President Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, and the Galactic Alliance on messages for our beautiful, bright future as well. So we should have a interesting presentation. It'll be free and open to the public on April 12th, Friday. That's a free day for everyone who comes down to the conference. And Jason, you had an amazing experience, I think, last September when you were at Mount Shasta with me. Could you tell us all what happened to you and your eyesight during that visit?
Well, it was when I woke up one morning.
Uh-huh.
And normally I would put my glasses on, so they're on.
Right.
And I happened to take them off, and I noticed that everything was clear, because normally it's on my glasses.
Right.
Before that, the vision would be a little bit blurry.
Right.
So I took them off. I put them on, took them off maybe two or three times before I figured out that, hey, I can see clearly now.
Wow.
And I was just full of joy when I realized that. It was quite amazing.
Well, you had come up to me, I think it was either right after that or just before that. And I remember you talking about your wife, and you said to me, what am I going to tell my wife? And I said, just keep your glasses off and wait till she realizes it. And so you went back to see be with your family, of course, and your little kid said something, wasn't it? It was funny. And you've had good vision since that time.
Yeah, it's all clear.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. I remember in September last year, too, you came up to me at the campsite where we were camped in Mount Shasta, and you said Adama had a message for me, and he'd like to talk to me. I said, okay. And that message was delivered to me that night during my sleep, where he said, Ted, you can see crystal clear spiritually now, and how would you like to see physically crystal clear? And I said, sure. And he said, would you like a healing? And I said, yes, I'd love a healing. So the next morning I woke up, and for something like over 40 years, I had had a blurry, farsighted vision in my right eye, 20/50 vision. I woke up the next morning. I couldn't believe it. All the trees were crystal clear, and then I realized that I had very, very crystal, beautiful, crystal clear eyesight, and it stayed that way ever since. So, and you had the same experience, I know, and you'll be coming to my conference next month to talk about that, and you've also had some amazing experiences, too, talking to Adama and the people of Telos.
Yes, especially the children.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Tell us about the children of Telos.
Well, they sort of came as a group. A group, how to explain it, like a group energy.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just one individual. It was a group of them. And we would just start talking and ask them how they were, what they were doing, what they do for fun, and we just have a conversation, telepathically.
Wonderful.
And also one time when I was up on the at the rock,
right,
the top of the mountain there.
Right.
When I was meditating one day, I could hear these something or someone jumping down onto the trees, twigs and stuff, and then I heard that giggling, so I knew the kids were having fun with me while I was trying to meditate.
Oh, how funny. How funny. How funny. I know when we're camped at Mount Shasta, what happens is that everyone always, I encourage everyone to place their stones and crystals at the entrance to Telos. And sometimes when you go back the next day, the crystals are gone. And then when I asked where they are at mentally at the entrance, all I hear is giggling. And I knew one of them had taken the crystals, but nobody gets mad at them, of course. They like the crystals.
No.
And so if you do come on the trip and you do leave some crystals there at the entrance to Telos or the Hollow Earth at one of these sacred sites we'll be visiting, don't get upset if the kids take it because they need them down there. And I've also had the experience of the little kids playing with my hair. And I can feel their little fingers running through my hair at the campsite. And then of course we see Sasquatch, lots of Sasquatch. I'll never forget the time I was driving down from the campsite where we were camped, about 8,000 feet down to Mount Shasta City. We were going down to get some food for everyone one night, and suddenly I see this image of a Sasquatch going right across the road. It was like a single frame of a movie. And it was a tall animal. But I looked at it again, and it was just gone. So they alternate between this dimension, third dimension, and fifth dimension, fourth and fifth dimension. And they go out quite a bit. But they're around. And they've also given members of my people I've been with healings, too. A group of Sasquatch helped the healing of a lady who'd been crippled for the past 25 years, back in, I think that was September of 2017. And at one point she was on crutches and couldn't walk without a wheelchair. And then they healed her one night, and the next morning she was running around like she was crazy. And we all thought she might have been on drugs, but then we calmed her down. I stopped her and I said, what's wrong? She said, nothing's wrong. They've healed me. And I said, who's they? And she said, the Sasquatch and the Telosians. They came out and they gave me a healing that night. So I'm not saying it happens every time, but there are miracle healings. Jason, there's so many things going on in the world today. You're up in Canada. Here I'm in the States, United States, of course. I just talked to Simon in England. What does Adama say for what should we do to make this world a better place? If you wouldn't mind bringing in Adama now, or any other beautiful messages he might have.
Okay, so let me focus for a bit.
Okay, take your time.
Says to be loving, and not to to realize that what's going out there, what we're witnessing, to the chaos. Hmm. It's just the crumbling down of the old, make room for the new.
Okay.
And might get a little bumpy, but we need to keep our faith and trust in the divine plan. And there's always keep loving, keep being compassionate, but also have boundaries as well.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful words of wisdom. Thank you. So, are there things that we should be aware of happening this year in the United States, Canada, and elsewhere around the world to help prepare, or anything he might want to mention?
To be prepared for the unveiling of the most kept secret. It's going to be come out in the open.
Okay.
For all the, for everyone to see what's been going on.
Okay, great.
And
right.
Always stay, remember to stay calm and centered. It will help everyone get through it.
Mm-hmm.
Not to react to everything that goes on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good advice. That's good advice. Is the veil between this dimension, third dimension, And the fifth dimension where Adama, or sixth dimension where Adama is that getting thinner day by day, month by month, year by year?
Yeah, it's getting thinner, but there's still some work to be done.
Okay.
To move there.
Are there areas on the planet Adama where the veil is thinner than other areas and consciousness is higher, or is it more or less the same throughout planet Earth?
It's thinner where there are the major vortexes, like Mount Shasta.
Okay.
And Sedona, Arizona.
Okay, sure.
And others.
Mm-hmm. When does he see, when does Adama see us shifting into the fourth and then into the fifth dimension?
Possibility for 5 years.
Okay.
So it says it could be sooner.
Okay.
Depend on the humanity's choices.
Okay. That's a good, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He also says that timelines are fluid.
Sure. Like,
and they keep changing. So every time we make a choice, it's changing timelines.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why when someone gives a date,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the past and it's come and gone,
mm-hmm.
it's because there is no date. The dates change because timelines have changed.
I see. I'd like to ask this interesting question. I know that there were forecasts of a third World War III and an Armageddon anyway in the 80s. With the United States, among other places, being involved in a worldwide third world war, but that hasn't happened, and I don't see it happening. And we can is it a good thing to say, Adama, that we can change the future and make it a beautiful, bright planet if we want to?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There'll be no third world war.
Good. 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 Well, that's one of the most wonderful news pieces of news. I know I talked to Nostradamus, too, on the other side, and he said that that's one of the big timeline changes, that there's not going to be an Armageddon in our future. I appreciate your words of wisdom so much, Adama. Are there any other messages you'd like to give my listeners worldwide? And take as much time as you like.
Don't listen to the doom and gloom.
Okay.
Anybody... You know, doom and gloom coming from a negative energy vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Always remember that when one focuses on something, it's going to bring it into one's reality, mm-hmm. environment.
Mm-hmm.
You always keep positive, not to ignore what's going on, but just try and focus on the positive,
right.
Knowing that the negative is just going to dissipate and won't last for too much longer.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You know, when I first I first read Dolores Cannon's books in 1989, and she had channeled messages from Nostradamus back then. He said that we shifted into the fourth and then fifth dimension by the year 2038. But because humanity as a whole, everyone listening to this program today, has made the right choices to create a much better and happier planet. That has shifted up now, and even with 5 years, 5 years from now would be the year 2026, that's 12 years ahead of schedule from just a couple decades ago. So I know we're making the right choices for our future. Adama, I want to thank you so much for coming on today, and... we're all looking forward to seeing you later this year at Mount Shasta.
He's smiling, so he's...
Wonderful. Everyone listening today, let's send lots of love and light and gratitude, love and gratitude to our dear friend Adama. He's being channeled today by my friend Jason from Vancouver, Canada. And we appreciate him so much for giving his words of wisdom on today's show. We thank you so much, Adama, for all your beautiful work in helping humanity here on the surface.
Yeah, he received it.
Okay, good, good.
He's laughing now, yeah.
All right, good, good. Well, great, Jason. Well, my friend, I'm looking forward to seeing you on April 12th at my Galactic Wisdom Conference. We'll both be giving a joint presentation about 5 o'clock that day, and it's a free presentation. So even if you can't afford the conference, please come down and meet everyone that day. For information about the conference, please go to our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. Jason, thank you so much for coming on today. And Adama, thank you so much for coming on, too, and sharing your wisdom with us today.
Yeah, you're welcome. It was wonderful, as always.
All right, my friend. Okay, Jason. All right. I hope you both, Jason and Adama, I hope you both have a beautiful and happy day. And thank you again so much for coming on the show.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Take care, my friend. That was my friend Jason from beautiful Vancouver, Canada. He regularly channels Adama and received a miracle healing from Adama last year in September at Mount Shasta, as did I as well. And with that, I'd like to bring on my good friend Billy Woodard, coming to us live today from Reno, Nevada. Billy is he's from the Earth, but he's from the Hollow Earth. And he'll be giving us some words of wisdom, both from himself and from his wonderful father, Father Zora in the Hollow Earth. Billy, how are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Good. It's wonderful to talk to you. Always good to talk to you, Billy. Billy and Zora will be giving a presentation at my Galactic Wisdom Conference by Skype on Sunday, April 14th. And Billy, you have a fascinating story to tell. I know we've told it before on the radio show here. We've got about 20 minutes, 15-20 minutes today. What do you see happening this year in terms of changes and how what kinds of things people should be aware of and maybe prepare for this year?
Well, for one, they want to prepare for the RV, which is rolling out right now.
Okay. Wonderful. That's the currency reevaluation, is that right?
Yeah, revaluation of global currencies.
Okay.
And the last word we got last night was that it could go as early as this weekend.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So that's what we're waiting on.
Okay.
We're waiting on the 800 numbers. We should have, according to the sources, we should have the 800 numbers before the end of the weekend.
Right. Wow. Amazing. Tell me this. I asked this question of Adama earlier through a friend of mine in Canada, but I know a lot of this depends on free will, Billy, and people's choices as humanity. But from your perspective and your father's perspective, how soon do you think we'll be going into the higher dimensions if you see kind of a timeline on that?
You know, it's really interesting because the Hollow Earth is in sixth dimension.
Sixth dimension, okay.
Yeah. All and right. The Earth, get this timeline.
Okay.
In April of 2006, mm-hmm. we shifted, the Earth did, shifted from third to fourth dimension, and then December 21st or 22nd,
mm-hmm.
we shifted from the fourth to the fifth. Now the Earth has already shifted to the fifth dimension.
Right. Okay.
And the people on her are catching up.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So when I heard that other person talking,
right,
and they said 5 years before you go into the higher realm,
right,
that is just, well, I don't want to contradict your
sure,
other
sure.
guests.
Everybody
but,
has different opinions, yeah.
Yeah, and And my opinion is this. We're already in fifth dimension. We just don't know it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And
okay.
So, I mean, I know it, and Jane knows it, and a lot of the people in the Hollow Earth family know it.
Sure.
That, you know, listeners. So it kind of perplexes me when I hear someone say that we're not there yet.
Right, right.
When we are.
I see. Okay.
Already.
Mm-hmm.
We just haven't, mentally, we haven't stepped through that door.
I see. Okay.
That puts you into the fifth dimension.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That
now, understand sense. The fifth dimension is a doorway, and that doorway is called ascension.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ascension, when a person gives up this body here on Earth,
mm-hmm.
they go to a higher plane of existence.
Okay.
Actually, they step into what's known as the fifth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
So people who have ascended due to freezing cold weather up in Chicago and Canada and all that.
Sure.
And or you have your shootings, or you have your massacres, or you have your
right.
murders, you have your accidents,
right.
and things of this nature.
Right.
People ascend.
Mm-hmm.
No one dies.
I see. Good point.
No one dies.
Yeah.
They simply ascend to the fifth dimension, into a higher plane of existence.
Okay.
So people who have passed on to the higher plane of existence, known as fifth dimension,
mm-hmm.
those people and their loved ones, they're going to see their loved ones again when they reach the fifth dimensional threshold.
Mm.
They will see the people who have went on before them.
Oh, okay.
So no one died. Get that through your head. No oh. one died.
Okay. All right.
They simply ascend to a higher plane of existence. There's two ways to ascend.
Right.
One is with the body.
Mm-hmm.
And one is without the body.
Mm-hmm.
There's only two ways. So it's up to the individual if they want to ascend with their bodies. Now, what I say by that is this. There's been several cases, confirmed cases, where people have, they've been in the hospital, they went through an operation, it was unsuccessful,
right.
and they were on the threshold of ascension. And so, or in your world, known as dying. And their loved ones are all around the bed with them. The priest is there giving last rites.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the body begins to glow.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, the body begins to glow.
Mm-hmm.
It puts on, at first it's around it, the glow, but
right.
then the entire body becomes light.
Uh-huh.
And it disappears
wow.
right there off of the hospital bed.
Oh, my
goodness. And they're gone.
Wow.
That's ascending with the body. And the other way is to ascend without the body. You give up the body,
mm-hmm.
and your spirit or your essence moves on into the higher plane,
mm-hmm.
steps into a full fifth-dimensional body,
mm-hmm.
and goes on about their existence.
Mm-hmm.
So when people perish, I simply tell them, Your loved ones are not dead. And, of course, they look at me kind of funny. And I say, you have to understand, no one dies.
Ah, interesting.
They simply ascend to a higher plane, which is what happens when you step out of this body, out of this vessel,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you step into a full fifth-dimensional body. That is ascension.
You know, I really appreciate you saying that, Billy, because, of course, we've all lost loved ones in the past, including pets as well. And to
but
know
you haven't lost them. But yeah, you haven't lost them.
I'm just saying, yes, you that, haven't lost them.
See,
yeah,
that's right. The point that I want to get across
right,
to you.
Exactly.
You haven't lost them.
Right.
They simply yeah. step through the threshold of the fifth dimension.
Yeah.
And you will see them again once you reach that threshold yourself.
Right. And that's a very comforting thought. And that's a beautiful thing you just said. And people, it's a nice thing, especially for family. Yeah, that's great.
Right.
Wow, that's great.
Say a person gets into an accident in a car.
Right.
And you know, the ambulance comes and they put a sheet over the body because there's no breath, there's no, you know, nothing there.
Right.
But in reality, they simply stepped into a higher plane.
Right.
They didn't die. They didn't suffer. They simply transitioned to a higher plane.
Wow.
Plain and simple. Every time I see an accident or something of that nature,
right,
and if I'm alone, you know, driving, I pull over and I go over to where the accident occurred.
Sure.
And I see that the, you know, the body is covered.
Right.
And I say, you know, the body is just a vessel.
Right.
You know? And, of course, the paramedics look at me and they go, what?
Yeah.
I said, the body is a vessel.
Sure.
It's like a suit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The person that is no longer in the body shifted to a higher plane of existence.
Sure.
They're not dead.
Right.
They just simply exited this body into another.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And, you know how crazy that sounds? And I said, well, no, it's not crazy. It's fact.
Right.
Because... you know, and they, as they stop and think about it, I said, have you ever been, you know, I'm talking to the ambulance driver, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, have you ever been to an accident where a body vanished? They said, come to think of it, yeah, we have.
Really? Wow.
And I said, okay. And what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were administering CPR and you know, life saving, you know, technique, and suddenly the body began to glow and it was gone.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
And I said, yeah, they ascended with the body.
Wow.
This person ascended without the body. But they still ascended. They didn't die.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, wow, that's a very interesting, you know, way of looking at that. And I go, yeah.
I
said, and it's factual.
Wow, amazing.
They've already proven that a body weighs a certain amount, and when the body gives up the essence, there's like a pound and a half, the body becomes lighter.
Oh, that's amazing. That's incredible. Wow.
Because of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
The soul vanished. The soul ascended.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the body became lighter.
Wow.
Because that pound and a half, which was the weight of the soul, simply stepped out.
I've been told by my spirit friends on the other side, Billy, and I wanted to ask you this question: that once you ascend, you can choose what you wish to look like on the other side, and pick the age too, as well. Let's say
that's right.
You passed.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah, yeah. Because
people who have. I've talked with people who have had what's called near-death experiences, and they said they were given a choice to either come back or step into a younger body.
Right. Amazing.
And they chose to come back because they had unfinished business or whatever.
Sure,
so they
sure.
came back into the body. But they were given that choice. They said, you can go on and... you know, go back into your body and live and still go through your suffering and all that.
Sure.
Or you can step into that body. They pointed to a body that was, you know, ready to receive a soul. And in many, many cases, case after case, I've experienced people that are like that and they tell me. But, yeah, you do have a choice. You can, once you pass from this existence into a higher plane, you can determine what age you want to be, and you will be that age throughout eternity.
After a person's ascend as well,
Yes.
Isn't it true that you gain access, the soul gains access to universal knowledge? You can ask any question you like and get them answered on the other side? Or,
absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why, you know, that's why I don't fear death.
Right.
I mean, when I was in Mount Shasta, some government agents came to the house and knocked on my door, and I opened the door, and they asked me if I could come in. I said, yeah, come on in.
Okay.
And there was two gentlemen and a lady, and they were dressed in a dark suit, white sunglasses, and a hat.
Men in black.
Like a beret. They were wearing berets. They weren't wearing, like, you know, regular hats.
Right.
But wearing berets. And they said, we're here to give you a final warning.
Okay.
To cease and desist from talking about Area 51.
Okay.
And cease and desist from talking about UFOs. And I told them where to get off.
Right.
Basically.
Okay. Yeah.
And they said, we are prepared to take your life. I said, try.
You said that to them? Oh, my goodness.
I said that to them. And the girl, the woman, pulled her pistol, put it right up to my nose, and pulled the trigger, and nothing happened.
Wow.
And the other two did the same thing. And then I said, come out on the front porch. I'll show you why I'm not worried about you, yahoos. Mm-hmm. I stepped out on the front porch, and I said, look up. Before I said, look up, I said, point your pistols in the air and pull the trigger. They did. They fired. They put them back, pointed them back at me and pulled the trigger. Nothing happened. I said, now look up. They looked up, and there's a lenticular cloud above my apartment.
Right.
And suddenly, the lenticular cloud vanished, and there's a ship sitting there.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, that's why I'm not worried about you monkeys. Bye.
What did they do then?
They got in their SUV and very hurriedly and left.
Interesting.
So I'm not worried about them.
Wow.
I'm not worried about death.
Right.
I've been very close to death. People have, you know, tried to kill me in several different ways, and they all failed. I said, it's not my time. Not my. My time on here, on the earth here, is not up, so I'm still here doing my mission. And I'll continue to do my mission until I'm called.
Right.
Back home. Now, when I came to the surface, I have to understand, my body was about the height of my body in Hollow Earth, was around 14 and a half foot tall.
Wow.
Okay, my skin tone was a turquoise pallid, and or like a greenish turquoise color, not teal, but greenish, a turquoise green. And they had to take the pigmentation out back down to a flesh tone, and they had to shrink our bodies, me and my sister's bodies, down to those of the toddler.
Right.
And we were brought to the surface. And that's how I came to be on the surface of the earth.
Wow, wow. Billy, I'm so sorry. We're just about running out of time, my friend.
I understand.
Yeah, but I wanted to give everyone a take.
The main thing I want to say before we part, remember, everyone walking this planet is a god or a goddess. Sometimes both. And you also are healers. It says so in the Dead Sea Scrolls of the Bible. In Matthew, it says they are also that you're healers.
Right.
If you only know it.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Well,
it's not believing.
Yeah.
It's knowing.
Well, Billy, I'm so sorry, my friend, we've run out of time, but I want to thank you so much for coming on today. And for people coming to my conference, you'll be able to hear him. I checked the schedule. It's on Saturday, April 13th, from 12:45 p.m. to 2 p.m. But we'll be having you on by Skype. And, Billy, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay. All right, my friend. And Michiko, just say a few words. We're just wrapping up the program now. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much. Hey, should I do the water prayer?
Yes, do the water prayer.
Okay, let me do it real quick. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you so much. And water, we love you.
Please say that three times, friends, and that'll help heal the planet. Hope everyone has a beautiful and happy weekend, and thank you again so much for listening today. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a beautiful weekend.